Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Jeremy Dyes of the organization First Liberty Institute, formerly known as Liberty Institute. And we're going to talk about controversies surrounding the cross, especially some of the memorial crosses, which are under fire from some of the liberal groups like the ACLU, Freedom From Religion Foundation, etc. Jeremy, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
And my first remark is, I can't help but think of the old Dracula movie, you know, from the early 1930s, where Dracula is about to, you know, pounce on this guy, and he pulls out of his vest a cross or a crucifix, and then Dracula just, he turns away because he can't look at the cross. And I can't help but think, am I looking at the ACLU here flinching at the cross? But what's the deal? Why do some of these groups have problems with some of these Memorial Day crosses?
Yeah, well, there seems to be kind of a general allergy to religion any time that any religious symbol appears in public.
Well, Christian in particular, don't you think?
Certainly seems to be that way, and we certainly see that more often than not, where there are oftentimes religious symbols, Christian and otherwise. There are oftentimes even the Stars of David and that sort of thing listed on veterans' memorials or on even tombstones, which we've seen these groups fight against as well. So the religious imagery really is almost secondary here, but that seems to be the issue that they pounce upon the most. What we're attempting to do in all these times is to allow the veterans who erect these monuments to honor their comrades who have fallen in arms. And in the case of the Bladensburg Veterans Memorial outside of Washington, D.C., that was actually even erected by the mothers of these fallen soldiers from World War I. It's one of the first World War I memorials on earth. And, when you have these moms that scrape together dimes and nickels to be able to erect this memorial, and you still have children and grandchildren and probably great-grandchildren now that gather around that memorial on Armistice Day still, it's remarkable that someone would have the gall to try to knock down what one mother called the tombstone of her son that she can actually visit instead of the one that's listed in Flanders Fields. But this is where we find ourselves at today, where we're seeking to tear down veterans' memorials simply because they have some sort of religious symbol attached to them.
Well, in that analogy specific example of the mother who lost her son in Flanders Fields, I mean, that lady died many, many years ago. That just has to be the case. But you're saying that this is still of importance to the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, etc. What is the other side saying? Who's bringing this lawsuit, and what's the rationale?
But this case is brought by the American Humanist Association, and they're saying that they are offended to see a cross on public property here, or this veterans memorial that's in the shape of a cross on public property, and that is giving some sort of preference and undue preference to these veterans groups, and therefore establishing religion underneath the Constitution because it's on public property. Well, that's just balderdash. Thankfully, we get to represent the American Legion here. And it is the American Legion who continues to care for this memorial and honor the fallen from World War I. And they even have these annual gatherings at the Veterans Memorial in Bladensburg every year to commemorate the fallen from World War I. And so though the mothers who worked so hard and even petitioned senators at the time to support this memorial, even though they are long past in this world, their legacy continues on as we remember their sons who gave the ultimate sacrifice to be able to preserve our first liberty here and the one that is now the most under attack.
Let me ask you a question. At the time of the founding of America, would there have been Christian symbols that the founding fathers allowed up in public places, you know, at the time of, you know, that they gave us the First Amendment?
Sure. And look, this was certainly nothing that scared the founding fathers. It was around in many different circumstances, and that's where we find it even now, that the vast majority of veterans' memorials in this country feature some form of religious imagery, whether that's in the shape of a cross, featuring the Star of David, or whatever it may be to indicate the religion of the fallen, or to just as a way that we have been memorializing our veterans, not only in this country, but in many countries for, frankly, for centuries. And so in this country, we've seen things like the Mojave Desert Veterans Memorial out there. That is it was a bare metal cross kind of welded together out in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And apparently, even in the desert, the rattlesnakes were offended or something at the establishment of religion, so-called, out there, that they had to try to knock that one down. They were unsuccessful. And even while that case was on appeal, a judge ordered that it be put inside of a big bag so that no one would actually see the shape of this cross, because it must be so offensive to be in that shape. But ultimately, thankfully, First Liberty was able to win that case, and that that memorial stands there today, honoring the dead of the Korean War, if I remember correctly. But look, the bottom line is, from the time that our country was founded and before, we have given great deference to those who actually went to fight our wars for us, to fight our battles on our behalf, to secure our freedoms. And we have allowed them to choose what their veterans' memorials are going to look like. We ought to continue to respect the right of our veterans, those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, yeah, that have taken the vow to defend against enemies, foreign and domestic. We ought to defer to them as to what their memorials ought to look like, and never attack them for the choice that they make if it just simply references a religious symbol.
Hmm. Well, our nation's first commander-in-chief, George Washington, if you go to his grave, which is at Mount Vernon, I've seen it. I've even had it photographed. Right there you see George and Martha's sarcophagi. And behind them is a plaque in stone, and chiseled in there are the words from Jesus in John chapter 11, where he says, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And it's in the King James Version, which George Washington, you know, used. So wouldn't that violate the separation of church and state? I mean, if you take this logic to its nth degree?
Well, even more, just down the street there in Arlington, where it used to be Robert E. Lee's old property, underneath Arlington House, there is what we call Arlington Cemetery today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go down row upon row of those white headstones, you will find the religious identifications of those soldiers that are buried there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go up the hill, so some of those are Stars of David and crosses. If you go up the hill to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, what is famously inscribed on there?
Known
here lies
only
a soldier,
to God.
But known only to God,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got several different veterans' memorials that are honoring various divisions and contributions that have been made by various soldiers and units in the wars that are scattered throughout that cemetery. What these atheists, these secularists, are intent on doing is making sure that we go and sandblast the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier so that we never see the word God on there. We take a sandblaster and maybe knock down the headstones of any of our soldiers that dare to put a Star of David upon their headstone, because that's somehow an establishment of religion, because the government allowed them to be honored to be buried amongst these heroes in Arlington, or that we simply knock down, like we saw the people of Iraq do years ago to Saddam Hussein's statue. We knock down these veterans' memorials in the middle of Arlington Cemetery that because they're in the shape of a cross, like an upside-down sword. And this is just foolish, and we ought to just call it for what it is. It's an unmasked attempt to use a political wedge issue by the atheists here to castigate everyone, and especially these fallen soldiers, for giving their all to defend our first freedoms. And that needs to stop. We ought to honor and respect our veterans who have fought so diligently and fought so hard, mm-hmm, to preserve our freedoms, including our religious liberty. Let them choose how they wish to honor their dead.
You know, I guess in some ways, honestly, a lot of these conflicts would boil down to how elastic can you make the word establish? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What this atheist group or this humanist group is saying with this particular, you know, World War I cross is that the city of D.C. or whoever's doing it is establishing the Christian religion by allowing this explicitly Christian symbol to stand, even though it was put together by the mothers who, you know, who lost their sons in World War I. But in other words, the key is, well, what does it mean to establish religion? What did the founders mean when they said it?
Well, not what the American humanists are saying that it means. But, you know, look, we ought to first remember that it is important for these memorials that, that the veterans who wish to honor those who have fallen be the ones to choose what those memorials are going to look like. They should be afforded that freedom. But, you know, I'm reminded of Justice Scalia, the late Justice Scalia, who one time remarked that it's awful difficult to call this an establishment of religion. It was a case similar to this. So it's hard to call this an establishment of religion or violating the establishment of religion here when the very next clause of the First Amendment gives preference to religion and added additional protections that we don't find in the rest of the Constitution. What the Founding Fathers understood that to mean is very clear, that the government ought not to be picking and choosing which religions are going to be the official ones, and thereby everybody else who does not adhere to those religions will therefore be punished. What the Founding Fathers envisioned instead was your freedom to disagree with the king in matters of religion and not have your head chopped off, but instead that you are permitted to be able to worship the God of your conviction, mm-hmm. and to be able to discuss that God freely and openly, and ultimately to be able to pursue the ends of virtue so that the truth would rise to the top.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And you really don't hear the second part that much, like you were saying about Scalia.
Yeah, that's right. No, and it's an important part of our Constitution or of our First Amendment, because that certainly preserves our freedoms of conscience to not be pushed back into, as Justice Alito said in the Obergefell dissent, that we can't be pushed back into the recesses of our own home so that we might be able to whisper about our religion in our own home. But if we dare to go outside, we'd be labeled as bigots and treated as such, he says. You know, that's not what it means for religious liberty in this
country.
Well,
no, wait. Okay, let's be blunt here. Alito did say that as a dissent. In other words, that wasn't what the way, unfortunately, the Supreme Court ruled in that particular case. But I get the impression from you overall that if we look at the overall, despite how liberal the Supreme Court can be sometimes, they have never sided with these atheist groups and saying, oh, you can't have this Christian cross here for this memorial because that violates the Establishment Clause. Or have they? To my knowledge, they never have.
No, I think you're probably right on that. What the Supreme Court is interested in doing here is to making sure that the veterans' memorials occupy a special place in our country, recognizing the fallen that have given all. And they're very keen, and they've shown that time and again, to allow the veterans to choose how they honor their own. At no time that I'm aware of, in recent history anyway, have we seen a court say that just because there is religious imagery on this particular marker, are we going to strike it down because it is somehow now established a religion? That's not what has been done here, and that needs to continue to be the case. And that's what we're asking the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals to do here now, is to just simply uphold the history and tradition of our country of allowing groups like the American Legion, our client, to be able to honor those who have gone before them, preserving our first freedoms.
Mm. All right, good. How about a closing thought on the bigger picture here about religious freedom being at risk?
You know, look, these soldiers understand this probably better than all. That's why we love to work with the American Legion. They understand that if we don't preserve our liberties now and rededicate ourselves at every generation to preserving liberty in our country, we will lose it. And so it's very important as American citizens that we commit ourselves to preserving freedom for the next generation. It's not something we just hand off in our blood supply or on our genes when we have our next generation. We've got to dedicate ourselves anew to restoring freedom each and every generation so that our children and our grandchildren understand the greatest country that is on the face of this earth.
Jeremy Dice, again, an attorney with First Liberty, which used to be known as Liberty Institute. What's the new website now that the organization has changed its name?
It's very simple. It's just firstliberty.org.
Firstliberty.org. Jeremy Dice, D-Y-S. Thanks so much for being with us. God bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.